I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Regulators are considering proposed new rules for oil and gas pipelines in Colorado after a fatal explosion last year blamed on leaking gas. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission opened 2 days of hearings yesterday on regulations for installing, testing, and shutting down lines that carry oil and gas from wells to equipment. The rules come in response to that house explosion last April that killed two people. This year's flu season got off to an early start, and state health officials say it's shaping up to be unusually severe. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell has more.
Since the beginning of flu season in October, about 1,200 flu-related hospitalizations have been reported in Colorado. Given that flu season lasts through May, state epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says Colorado could be on track for a relatively high number of overall cases.
To put that in perspective, some seasons we might see just 1,500 influenza-associated hospitalizations through the entire season, but other seasons we might see more like 3,000 or even a bit above 3,000 cases.
Herlihy says one reason for this year's increased rate is that the prevailing flu strain tends to be harder on older adults, leading to more hospitalizations. As of December 30th, El Paso County had seen 156 hospitalizations, and Pueblo County, 78. Herlihy says it's not too late to get an influenza vaccine and encourages people to do so. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.